Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena Sam.
Morena, how are we doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, eh? It's a sunny day here in Auckland and I'm not the weather guy.
Yeah, well, we've all been talking about the sun today, so it's all right. You can join the club.
Yeah, well, you're in a hoodie, so.
Yeah. Don't reveal my secrets to the listeners. They don't need to know. I'm basically in my PJs.
It is a bit chilly this morning, but that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're talking about Search Party, which season 4 just came out. This is a show which came out in 2016, I believe?
Yes,
2018?
Correct.
2016?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that off my memory. starring Alia Shawkat, who you'll remember from lots of different things. She's been in a lot of different TV shows, quite a few movies. I first saw her in a movie called The Final Girls, which I recommend you all go watch. It's a whole horror film based around 80s horror tropes, but filmed in the late 2010s. It's great. She's great in it. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Search Party. And Search Party is a show. Basically, the main premise is Alia Shawkat's character, Dory, sees a poster of her, like an old college roommate from like 6 years ago.
Right.
And she's gone missing. And she brings this up to her vapid, self-obsessed friends. They all live in New York. They're all vapid. One's an actress. One of them's a entrepreneur, charity guy who you can tell is just getting funded by his parents.
Yep.
And her boyfriend, who is just the nice guy. But you know,
but like
you know what
I
mean.
Nice guy,
yeah,
like not
he's
really
like the nice guy. Yeah, you know, that misogyny disguises niceness.
Yes.
And they all like are just so self-absorbed that they're like, oh my god, like, wow, I'm grief stricken, and then like go back to the conversations and then post about it on Instagram, acting like they're so hurt, and they gain that like following and stuff. And I will admit, I watched this show, the first two episodes, I watched 4 or 5 years ago when it first came out, because I wanted to see what it was all about, and someone said it was good, and I couldn't get past it. I was like, I just don't know.
Because it's quite like satirical.
Yeah, it's meant to be. I think the first two episodes, I didn't start enjoying it really until episode 4 of season 1, which is like a big ask, but also they're only half hour episodes.
So. Sometimes that there's a good payoff for that.
Yeah,
and it's worthwhile.
And I will say that the payoff is great. I binged all of season 1 yesterday, and 3 episodes of season 2, so I'm absolutely hooked. I love it. And the satire just gets better and better as the characters get more and more complex, because on the surface they are entirely vapid, and the actors play them as vapid as possible, and they are making a statement around the social media culture. But as someone who exists within social media culture, I think when I first watched it, I was like, I don't know if I get this. And there is this thing that filmmakers do where they try to comment on social media culture and they just get it kind of like very left of field. They just don't fully speak to it. So I think when this first came out, it really spoke to like American social media culture, which we didn't really have as much of in New Zealand. But I think now, as we've gotten more and more involved in social media and influencers and that kind of stuff, that's really hit our shores, I think now it makes more sense to me to watch.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah,
because I mean, New Zealand's always 4 years behind everything, you know. but
that's a questionable call.
I really enjoyed it. Alia Shawkat's character Dory, basically, her whole through line is basically that she's about to turn 30 almost, and she doesn't really have a purpose in life, and she's struggling in New York. She's making ends meet, and she lives kind of comfortably, but she's not like killing it. She studied graphic design at university, is working as an assistant. Like, there's no real motivation in her life, and her ex-boyfriend says this one line, which this isn't a spoiler, this is in the first episode. He's like, you only care about this disappearance because you need something to do. Basically.
So she kind of decides to invest all of her energy into finding this missing roommate from 6 years ago.
Just because she really doesn't have much else going on and it makes her feel special.
God.
And season 1 follows that through line. And then season 2, it's kind of started off a little bit different, and I'm really enjoying the switch up, but the characters are still just as enjoyable all the way through. So I'm really enjoying it. And my friend Chris, shout out Chris, he's watched all 3 seasons and he's been telling me to review this for so long. And I was like, I tried to watch it years
ago. Didn't like it.
And now I've got to admit he was right. And he said it just gets better and better by the season. So I can't wait to get to season 4 and see what they're up to now, you know?
Well, I've been told to watch this by a number of people. And I think the same as you. I can't quite remember if I even got through all of episode 1. I tried to watch it and I was like, not sure about this. Yeah. So I'm going to give it a solid, decent, hefty go.
I think it sounds not dissimilar to Schitt's Creek in the sense that the first kind of half of the first season, you're like, all these characters seem really two-dimensional and it's all very spoofy and that's kind of fun, but maybe wears thin after a while. And then you suddenly realise, without realising it, that they've been very quietly fleshed out and you care about them a lot, and suddenly you're really invested and the jokes hit in a different way and you're like, oh, this is really incredible TV making. It's just disguised as vapid comedy and it's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, episode one of season two really did that for me with the character of Portia. She kind of like has this 180 switch of her personality just in like a moment of crisis, basically. And it's so good. And you're like, oh, okay, sweet. Yes, okay, yeah.
So the fourth season just came out and that prompted you to go back and watch it.
Yeah, I try to make sure I'm talking about current shows and stuff. So I was like, listen, season four's come out. That's kind of, you know, on the money, on the pulse, on the zeitgeist. So I thought I'd go back and give it another bash. And I mean, they're all available on Neon, so you can binge it to your heart's content. And they're 22-minute episodes. So you can really just get amongst 10 episodes per season. You need to bash it out, you know. I mean, I don't know how many hours that is, but you know, I don't have.
Don't think about it.
I don't have
just
any hobbies. So
what else?
This is my hobby.
Yeah, this is your hobby.
And one more thing I'll say about the show is it's really nice to see these young actors like get a shot. And I think this show is going to be one of those cult classic shows.
Yeah.
Like Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a show that I always rave about, and people either have never watched or watched the first season and hated it and didn't go back. And I'm on season 14 and I'm like, I still love this show and it's so pertinent now. And this show, everyone that's spoken to, like you said, Tess, is just like, watch this show. It's so underrated. No one talks about it. Yeah. Please go watch it. So if
Search
you want to be
party.
Cool, go watch this show.
You heard it here first.
Exactly.
Hey,
Maybe not, actually.
Thank you very much, Sam, for bringing us Search Party on Neon, you said.
On Neon, all four seasons.
Excellent. Plenty to get stuck into there. Have a lovely weekend.
Hey, I will.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Let's have